you for joining us today for our very first podcast in the M&A series. My name is Patrick Foy. I'm the Director of Channel Alliances here at Jitterbit. Today, I'm joined with Jeremy Parker, who is our Chief Operating Officer at Jitterbit, and Diogo Lupinari, who is the VP of LATAM and also the co-founder of Weibo. Today, Jeremy and Diogo will be sharing unique insight around Jitterbit's own M&A story, and specifically diving into the acquisition of Weibo and some of the challenges and solutions that we overcame with that particular integration. So Jeremy, Diogo, thank you so much for joining me. I know we've been talking about this session for a long time. I'm really excited to share some of the unique perspectives and insights you all have with our listeners today. So why don't we just jump over to Jeremy right away, get us kicked off. Jeremy, we walk us through just a high level overview of Jitterbit's journey, through this M&A and our recent acquisitions.
Yeah, Patrick, and first let me just say, thanks for having us on. This is, clearly a passion of mine. I've been in an operational capacity, the majority of my career, and had the privilege of being engaged with, 25, 30, different M&A type activities. So this is something that is near and dear to the heart. So thanks for allowing us some time to kind of go through it. From an overall Jitterbit perspective, and from a vision view, right? It's really for us, it's about creating value, right? Value for the business, and more importantly, value for our customers. So as we think through, how we do that, there's a couple of different facets that you can go through. Whether we take the one would be, we take the time to actually, assess the market and build respective technology that serves our customers' needs, or you look at certain companies or certain technologies that you can go out and acquire and or merge with. Both you balance accordingly all around that time to value, right? So from our perspective over the last couple of years, we looked at it from really wanting to speed up that respective time to value. So we've chosen to go down a path of being a bit more inquisitive than we have historically. And that's been how we address things.
Makes sense. Okay. And what about, you mentioned serving our customers better, and how does our hyper automation product strategy factor into our acquisition strategy?
Yes, it's a really good question. So as we've looked at where Jitterbit came from and where we want to go, we really looked at things from a lens on solving our customers or the market's challenge around hyper automation. So as we look at our technology, our solution stack, and how best to support the needs of our customers as they're growing, as they're evolving, as they're bringing on new SaaS applications, they're integrating those with their current technology, and as they're looking to keep pace and scale, we really took that step back and said, what is it that we need to have in our respective technology to ensure that we're providing that experience for our customers and ultimately helping them be successful?
Gotcha. And so let's specifically look at Weibo, since we have Diogo on the call, and let's look at them, how they fit into, the overall vision there, specifically with the technology, but also their unique geographic location.
Yeah, so if you rewind, great question. So if you rewind the clock a little bit, from a Jitterbit perspective, we dabbled in the Latin America market over the years, right? It's a great market, and it's one of those markets, and as you look to expand from a geography perspective, that expansion comes with its respective challenges when you're doing it from North America, right? We really believed in that market. We believed in the potential of Latin America, and we were very fortunate to find a company like Weibo that already had an established footprint there, already had an operating cadence and a technology that was serving that market. And we were able to assess that and look at the business across a couple of different pillars, right? Financially, operationally and from a product perspective, as well as just overall cultural fit. And we were very fortunate to find Weibo that checked the box in all those and be able to bring those together and then really service that market with the employees that are in that market in a much more robust fashion than we would have done if we were to try to go at it alone and build an entity there.
Makes sense. Let me flip it over to you, Diogo, considering you're the co-founder of Weibo. How is Weibo benefiting from this acquisition? How are you benefiting from the new shared vision of hyperautomation? Give me your perspective and the Weibo perspective.
Okay, good. Thank you, Patrick. So we started the business a couple of years ago, and we thought, why create the first iPaaS company for the Latin America market, right? So after hard work with that strategy, we started to talk with Gartner about the next steps for our company. And Gartner provide for me the hyperautomation vision. And I love it. Oh man, incredible. We could create more value with integration than we already thought about. So I started to study more about the hyperautomation thesis and understanding the stack, the technology stack for our product. And it's very easy to understand that the problem in the hyperautomation vision is the timing. So companies working in that vision, we need to develop products or acquire companies quickly, right? So many technologies. And I started to talk with VCs about that, and I start to think about raising more money in the company. And during that process, I received the message from Jitterbit. And, it was amazing because Jitterbit was with the same perspective, but more with more maturity, right? So Jitterbit was understanding with more maturity why what is hyperautomation and why create a hyperautomation vision for the company. And I thought, oh, okay, man, it's the same vision, but less time. We can accelerate the process and provide for our market something very new and something very unique, right? So I understood that it was the right decision work together with Jitterbit in the hyperautomation vision because of that, right? Mm-hmm. So timing is the game.
That's interesting. I want to bring in Jeremy, get his thoughts on this because, been through so many different events, 20 plus events over your career, Jeremy. It seems like Weibo is the poster child for a success story here and the example of better with the sum of our parts, if you will, in the PE world. So what is it about the timing, whether it was Jitterbit's timeline or Weibo's timeline that made this such a good marriage?
Yeah, and I think it's a great question, Patrick. And I think Diogo mentioned it, right? And when you talk about time, right? It really is about, when you're going through this, it really is about time to value, right? From an M&A perspective. So when you think about how you go about that, this was a really good acquisition or joining of two respective companies, just from the standpoint that it was the right time. Weibo had gotten the business to where it needed to be, and we were going down a clear path of hyperautomation. Therefore, bringing these together accelerated that respective time to value for our Latin America market, our Latin America customers, our Latin America partners. And being able to offer them a solution that was needed in the market significantly faster to Diogo's point around going out and raising additional funds. then staffing a team to go ahead and build that technology, which takes time, right? It takes a lot of time to be able to architect a platform, and then be able to take that to market and ultimately be able to generate revenue. Right. So when you have these two brands that have come together, that portion of it, having the great technology that we have, having a really good cohesive team in Latin America that works very closely with the Jitterbit team, now all kind of one family, sped up that time to value significantly.
Now that makes perfect sense. And I couldn't agree with you more on those points, but I'm sure our listeners don't want to hear me pat ourselves on the back the entire episode. So tell me about the challenges that we did encounter, or, you know, whether they were foreseen from your experience in the past, or they were just unexpected completely. You know, either one of you can chime in here, but just from an operational perspective, right? What were some of those challenges we addressed?
Yeah, you know, M&A is never easy, right? And if you go in with the mindset that it's going to be easy, you should probably push your chair back and have some deep thoughts around it, because none of them are the same and none of them are easy, albeit we have some really great successes with Weibo. I think, you know, from my perspective, right, and in the maturity of where Jitterbit was, we're becoming acquisitive, right? And we're really aggressively going after our hyper-automation vision. I think from my perspective, you know, as I entered the business, there were some things in which we had to do within the core of our business that we needed to make sure that we got, for lack of better terminology, cleaned up around our operating practices, our operating systems, our operating processes, so that when we were doing M&A activity or merger activity or looking at different companies, that we could acquire them quickly, bring them into our respective fold, and be able to experience and reap the benefits of that time to value. So it was a lot of work, not only doing the integration, but also at the same time, making sure that our processes, our core processes and systems were built for scale and enabling us to continue to serve our customers, so that it didn't feel like we were operating as disparate companies, and that they had an experience that was pleasurable and unified. So there was a lot of work that was going on behind the scenes, in addition to just our quote unquote integration activity. And I think additionally, right, when just to further the point, you know, when you acquire an international entity, it comes with a whole nother bag of goods, right? Meaning there are local laws, there are local things in which you have to be very cognizant of. There are governmental entities in which you have to make sure that you've checked in the box correctly. So as we've gone through the integration, we've had to make sure that, you know, we've maintained certain elements, yet integrated them into our business, so that we've got a unified and transparent visibility into it, but ensuring that we're not doing anything to harm the business as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love the fact that we got a chance to eat our own dog food, as they say, with implementing Harmony and as a solution here for integrating the two companies. But Diogo, what about the challenges that weren't technical, you know, the cultural aspect of it?
Very good question. You know, I don't have many experience with M&A, but in my experience, I have 100% good experience, right? Because I have a deal with Jitterbit, and I think that we are lucky guys, because both companies have the same values and the same culture, or very similar culture. So, you know, before the M&A, investors told me all the time, man, you don't know how hard is an M&A. Culture is a very hard challenge. And, you know, I was dreaming every night with that thing in my mind. Oh man, culture is hard. Culture is hard. But when I knew George and the team, And I understood that everybody have the same purpose that we have here. I had 100% sure that, you know, is the right thing to do with our market, our customers, and our people. So the first challenge that I had was, could be different. Was different in our case. So
I think that having that foundation, you know, is incredibly important, right? Being like-minded, like you said, being in lockstep, you know, all having the same purpose, but some things that were foreseen, but maybe understated was challenges like language, right? You know, both culturally, but getting into product even. So tell us a little bit about that, you know, because you've told me offline some of the very interesting things you implemented at Weibo, specifically around language.
Right. So, during the M&A, we start to understand how many people in our team already speak English. So probably 50% of our team know the language. And we understood that time that could be a important challenge to achieve. So we start to provide English classes for our team, right? And start to have English meetings with the team in Brazil, right? English meetings all the time, presenting things in English to help to understand the language and, you know, don't be ashamed with the language.
The first announcement, internal call, you know, we had our CEO, you guys were on an English call, like right away. So,
yeah. And I guess that very, very good thing that Jirbit provide to help in company calls was the Zoom subtitles. So we use Zoom in our company, and people in Brazil could read the subtitles to understand better what people are talking about. So we needed to translate contracts as well. We need to translate Jirbit website for Spanish and Portuguese as well. So language was an important thing to, you know, to solve.
So go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, one of the things that, you know, culture is really important, and it could be one of the single biggest eroders of value of an M&A. And we recognize that as a company. And we want to make sure that the teams are communicated with, having a forum to communicate to us from a leadership perspective. One of the things that we did right out of the gate post the announcement is, you know, several of us got on some planes and went down to meet with Diogo and the team in person, right? And be able to just meet everybody and open up the dialogue and really get the team starting to work and engage with one another, even with some of the language challenges, right? I think one of the things that came out of that was we recognized as we were down there, and we recognized through the process that we were tapping on a few people to always be on integration calls to help us with translation and be able to. So that was part of, you know, our integration plan and processes, but we realized it was a bit of a drain on those folks. So big kudos to Diogo and the company for saying, okay, how do we want to enable the team to more effectively communicate and interact so that we could collaborate on the unified vision?
Yeah, that's the unifying vision. That's a common theme, right? This unity coming together. I find it interesting to, you know, how we overcame some of those cultural challenges. But what about the brand? Because again, Weibo had been around, you know, they had brand recognition in LATAM. You know, what were the challenges specifically around the brand and the new unified vision for Latin America? How did we work through that?
Pretty good. So we, together with Jiribit marketing team, we created a plan to migrate the brand, you know, from Weibo to Jiribit. And it was a plan that we worked for a couple of days. We worked for a year for that. So we started presenting Weibo as a Jiribit company for the whole market along 1 year in conference, in our website, in our LinkedIn, Instagram, social networks, and in our presentation as well. And after 1 year, we migrate the brand for Jiribit. And I think that was a very wisdom strategy, because we provide time for the market to understand the migration and the new position for the company. So after 1 year, we are using right now only Jiribit, and market and our customers and our employees as well understood. And in fact, our employees help us a lot engaging the market, especially in social networks with Jiribit hashtags all the time. People really love to work in a global company right now.
That's awesome. I love hearing it, because you know it's a true success story from M&A perspective, obviously, but also, you know, selfishly for me, a success story for iPass and seeing the real world application of integration, and seeing how we can move not just from a technical perspective but also culturally, you know, helping organizations integrate. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Patrick. It is pretty cool, right? And it is an experience to go through. And I think Diogo mentioned something that was really good. You know, some things on integration plans take days for you to be able to execute on. Some things take months for you to be able to plan and integrate towards. And some things live in perpetuity. And that's all part of getting together jointly with the teams, and not just forcing an integration plan, but really jointly sitting down across from the table or virtually via Zoom and planning your integration approach, because you don't know what you don't know. There's a lot that you know coming out of diligence, but when you really get into operating a business, you want to do that with the teams, not from a top-down approach. And I think, you know, that's been great with Weibo, is that we've been able to move very quickly on certain aspects of our integration plan because of that cultural fit and because of our unified vision and passion around serving our customers and building that hyper-automation vision. And there's other things that we've purposely taken our time and had to leverage, you know, our teams and our skill sets to be able to do. For example, we continue to serve our Weibo customers on the Weibo platform. They have an experience to be able to get support from that respective environment. We have a different system that we use from a Harmony and Jiribit perspective. We didn't want to disrupt the customer experience, so we leveraged our own, we drank our own champagne, right? We leverage our own integration platform to be able to tie those two respective support systems together, allowing the Weibo customers can continue to get the support they needed whilst moving that data into the Jiribit operating environment, so that when customers ultimately migrated onto the Harmony platform, that we had visibility and records of all their interactions with us as a joint company, right? So I think, you know, it's important as you're going through this to do it with your eyes wide open and realize that there are going to be benefits and drawbacks, and you want to lead to those benefits and not do anything that could potentially, you know, disrupt the traction or disrupt, more importantly, the customer experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's spot on. I mean, when people ask specifically about the value of IPaaS in the M&A setting, I always say it's that speed to value creation, right? And living it firsthand, it is cool to see, right? You know, we are seeing the ROI, right? But also, it's a journey, and we're still seeing, you know, what's next for Jitterbit. This is byproducts of that speed to value creation and laying the foundation properly. So,
I think you're spot on. I mean, listen, going back over all my time in doing integrations, right? It has made me realize the power of having an integration tool in your respective technology stack, especially if you're an acquisitive company, because of the flexibility that it provides you as a business to either keep systems for a period of time, yet be able to integrate them into your core operating systems for visibility, whether that be to migrate them quickly and be able to take data out of said process or said systems and inject it into your processes and systems very quickly, or be able to keep things tacked up, like I said, in perpetuity, knowingly, so that you continue to have the experience for your customers and still be able to run the business the way in which you need to run the business and with the right controls and governance around it. So a lot of things I wish I would have had a long time ago as I was going through. There was a lot of pain and a lot of learnings trying to get, and a lot of time, right? That time that it takes to lift and shift, the time that it takes to the team to be able to put manual spreadsheets together and ship them across via email versus being able to leverage an integration platform or a hyper automation platform to be able to solve for that, so that the team can actually focus on the customer and generating value versus reporting or operational like things. So just it's a good learning.
Again, thank you so much, both of you, for your time today, Diogo, Jeremy. Really appreciate the insights and the perspective here. And I know I value the time and the stories as well as our listeners. So thank you. And again, we're going to have additional sessions. This was the first of many to come. So please stay tuned from us and look for that next session in the Jitterbit M&A podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having us on today, Patrick. I appreciate it. And thanks for allowing us to have a forum to share our experiences. I really appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Diogo. It's great hearing from you, buddy.